I was excited to discover that I got to preach one of the Evensong services that has incense. Because incense takes me back to some of my earliest memories of becoming an Episcopalian. I was in college and I would go to church and then I would go home afterwards to, of course, take a very long nap. And as I would lay down, I could smell the incense in my hair. And for some reason, that has always stuck with me as being very important. Now, mind you, it had no theological importance at all. The reason I liked incense is because it was definitely not Baptist. And so that was exciting. But it was only just a couple of years ago that I was at our Christmas Eve service in Waco. And my rector at the time went up into the pulpit to preach the midnight mass. And he looked out, and the air was still thick with smoke. And he took a deep breath, and he said, "That is what prayer smells like." And so when I thought about this service in Lent and our opportunity to have incense at an evensong, I thought about Lent as a season of prayer and penitence. And the idea of incense being an image, a visual image of our lives of prayer. And when we have incense, we have what we call a boat. And it has a mixture of incense that looks a little bit sort of like ash and granules mixed together. And then we have what's called a thurible. And it has burning hot coals. And we take spoon after spoon of incense and we lay it on hot coals, and from that we receive this smoke. And the mixture of ash and fragrance is not unlike the ash and fragrance that we received on our foreheads on Ash Wednesday, as we were reminded that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. That is, if you will, the ash of our mortality that started our season in Lent. And so I wonder if God is like incense, in that God takes the ashes of mortality and lays them on burning coals, and through the power of God transforms mortality into being an eternal and fragrant life. And I wonder if we too are like incense, in that we lay our lives, the ashes of our mortality, on the coals of this world, trusting that the power of the life, death, and resurrection of Christ will transform what should be death for us into an eternal and fragrant life of prayer. And when I think about prayer, what I love about it isn't simply that we get to talk to God. It is that I believe it is God's greatest joy to hear our prayers. When I think about God listening to our prayers, I like to imagine God hearing them as if they are God's own memories. Memories of a time that God entered the world in the person of Jesus and walked on this earth like we are. And so as we think about this gift of prayer and this gift of incarnation, I want us to also think about the scriptures that we are given during the season of Lent. Because I think what we see in these scriptures are the moments in which Jesus truly plumbs the depths of humanity. And it is in those moments in which Jesus is most human that we can connect to Jesus most closely in prayer. Think about it. We pray for absolution of our sins. We pray our confession. And it's a time that we name our temptations, and specifically the times in which we have leaned into our temptations. And so how fitting that we start the season of Lent with Jesus being sent out into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan. So that then when I go to God in prayer, naming my temptations before him, he hears that as a memory of a time that Jesus went out into the wilderness to be tempted. Think even about the gospel from this morning, the gospel of the prodigal son, this beautiful image of a deeply broken family and a broken relationship. And it's a parable, so it isn't a direct encounter that Jesus has. But we can imagine that it comes out of the fact that Jesus has met a few broken people along the way. And we see this image of a broken family being just bestowed grace upon grace and being reconciled and restored to full health. So that then when I go to God in prayer, naming the brokenness in my relationships and the brokenness in my family, God can hear that as a memory of a time that Jesus met a few broken people along the way. And in just a few weeks, we will have Maundy Thursday, and we'll hear the scripture of Jesus washing the feet of the disciples. And then we will participate in that scripture through the awkward, intimate moment of washing each other's feet. So then, when we go to God in prayer, naming our awkward and intimate moments, God can hear that as a memory. A memory of a time that God, as Jesus, had awkward and intimate moments in the world. Awkward and intimate moments like touching lepers and talking to Samaritan women and washing the feet of his disciples. And so as we walk through this scripture in Lent, we see Jesus entering the depths of humanity, and it helps teach us how to pray. But one of the ways that we pray in our fullness is in our liturgy. Think about the way that we use incense in our liturgy. It is what brings us into this place, and it is what then sends us back out into the world. We take the incense and it adorns every element of what we do here. Everything from candles to the gospel book to the offertory plate to every person in the room, all of us adorned with this prayer. And we take the incense and we circle the altar again and again, layer after layer of billowing prayer, because it is only through layer after layer of billowing prayer that we can call what we do here worship. It takes layer after layer of billowing prayer rolling off the sides of God's altar for bread to become body and for wine to become blood. And so this season, as we walk through Lent and as we walk through these scriptures and our own lives of prayer, I hope that we can take on an identity as a people of prayer, specifically a people of a prayer of gratitude. Gratitude for the fact that God chose to enter the world as Jesus and live like one of us, so that later when we would pray, God would hear our prayers as one of God's own memories. Let us live lives of a prayer of gratitude. Gratitude that God was willing to lay God's own life on to burning coals, so that the ash of our mortality might be transformed through the life, death, and resurrection of Christ to be an eternal, fragrant life of prayer. And so may your prayers and may your lives rise to God like incense. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.